Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, welcome to In the Pink, sponsored by Bose. Stay home, stay healthy. Stay connected.
No, I don't think much of it at all, to be honest. The only really thing I had to be a bit more wary about is comments or privacy things. So if I'm streaming or something, or I say something to someone, and if it's a bad thing, then it can very easily get put out there, and then it can make me look really bad, basically. So not that I say anything bad, of course, mm-hmm. but there's just a lot of things that can very easily not be taken out of context even, but you just say something and someone hears it that shouldn't hear it, then it can all go very wrong very quickly. So you got to just be a bit more careful at times. When I'm streaming and things like that, there's always probably someone listening, and things get put on then Twitter or Facebook or whatever, which spark a lot of controversy sometimes. So I guess things like that you got to be a bit more careful with, but I don't feel more pressure from it. I don't think of it in a negative way in any way, to be honest. It's just part of doing what I do. That's about it. I don't think of it in many other ways, to be honest.
It's funny because there is a fine line between when you're honest and giving off the cuff remark, people love it because they see it as showing your true personality.
Yes.
You've kind of rehearsed media answers because they just feel too polished. They don't feel like tapping into your soul. But equally, there is just a very fine line between going just a little bit too.
Exactly. Far, yeah.
Making it tricky for yourself going forward. So listen, I guess that every young racer's ambition, dream is to be world champion. Is that kind of something that you think about? And if so, see yourself or dream of doing it with McLaren, or do you not even kind of pay attention to that? Are you one of these guys that's, you're just focusing on the next time you go racing?
I would love to, and I think about it, and that is my aim. One, it was to get into Formula One, and if I made it to Formula One, I'd be very happy. Two is, if I got into Formula One, my aim is to win a world championship, or to at least win some races in F1. So that's my aim, and that's everything I'm working towards now. And I don't think I could be happier if I would just love to do it with McLaren, I guess. With where I am now and the atmosphere and how everything is, that's my dream, is to win it with McLaren, with the people I'm working with now. That's what I would want more than anything at the moment. So I guess I do think of that, and that's my aim, and that's everything I kind of work towards. But at the same time, situations are obviously very different. So, there's always the comparison of Lewis joining McLaren when he was young, and me joining McLaren when I was young, and kind of being the young driver coming up through the team. But of course, the situation from when Lewis was in McLaren and in F1 to where it is now is completely different. And he was in a championship winning car from day one. You could do a lot more testing back then than you can in F1 now. So, you know, when he arrived at his first race, he would have done countless amount of test days. He would have been a lot more prepared than even I was after doing all the FP1s and everything. And he was, you know, he was in a car that was competitive enough to win the championship in his first year. Mm-hmm. So, of course, like, everyone always kind of compares it to that. But, you know, it's very different that I'm coming in with a lot less testing than what he would have done as a young driver. Still a lot, and, you know, getting the opportunity to do all FP1s a couple of years ago already. But then, you know, the car is nowhere near capable of winning a race, you know, let alone a championship. So you do have to take kind of some things differently. And, you know, I never know, you know, you never know the story of where you're going to end up in future years and so on. But at the same time, everything I do now is focused for McLaren and trying to help them, and obviously trying to help myself at the same time. If I can help them, they can help me. So, that's all I want to be thinking of now, is trying to win races and win a championship with McLaren, and get back to doing that instead of being P6, P7, P8, wherever we are.
I mean, you must be so encouraged, though, by the step forward last year. And if you continue on that trajectory, there's nothing to say that McLaren can't get back on the podium or even winning races very soon.
Yes, of course. But it's not as easy as that. It's not just like, we did this and we moved in this direction, that we can just do the same next year and it's going to be even better. It's not as simple as that. So,
what's that feeling then? How competitive do you think? I mean, it's so difficult when we haven't, you know, we only saw testing in Barcelona. That's all we've seen. Reliability was obviously a big plus there. But what's your gut feeling as to how good the car can be this year?
I don't know. It's from what we saw in pre-season testing, I would say we weren't in a too dissimilar place to where we were last year. That is extremely close. You know, I think where we did very well last year was with the consistency of the team, and, you know, decent results and having P6 and P7 between me and Carlos, and both having top 10s and you know, having double points finishes a lot of the time. And I think that's where we really outdid them, and strategies and stuff like that is where we did very well as a team last year. But we didn't always have, you know, the fourth best car last year. There was a lot of races when Renault were much quicker, or Haas were much quicker, Sauber were quicker. So it wasn't like, you know, all last year we had the fourth best car and therefore we finished fourth in the constructors. There's a lot of times when we did better on pure non-car related skills, basically. So the pit stops and strategies and everything like that. So it's hard to say just how you're going to do as a team based on car performance, because there's a lot of other things that can come into play. But I don't think we're competitive enough to race the top three teams. I think the top three are still very quick. And obviously the pink Mercedes as well, who look extremely fast and were quicker than us in pre-season testing. So I think it's going to be very close when you get back to racing. I think you're going to have the midfield pack who are still extremely close, and you go from one weekend to another and it's going to be jumbled up and mixed, and you can't, close enough that you can't just say McLaren are going to be fourth, or this team's going to be fifth and this team's going to be sixth, which is kind of cool and a cool thing to think about, is that it's going to be close. But it's also not a nice thing to think about, because we want to be confident enough to say, all right, we are going to be finishing fourth in this race, or we have a chance to go for the third best team or something like that. So there's still a lot of work we got to do, but I don't think we're in a bad position at all to fight for at least fourth in the constructors again.
Well, I know there'll be a lot of people, because there just seem to be so many McLaren fans in this country. Like, even people that might support another team always want McLaren to do well, don't they? It's great.
Yes.
There's such a, Yeah.
No, it's nice. It's nice. And I think, like, at the same time, every driver kind of wants to drive for McLaren at some point. So yeah, for me to be like in that position already, and to be having all of these fans supporting the team and supporting me at the same time, it's really cool. So, you know, going to like Silverstone and having that zone race for both me and the team, then yeah, that makes it really special. So I don't know, we'll see how we can do this year. We'll hopefully find out in not too long.
Great stuff. Thank you so much for your time, Lando. It's lovely to talk to you as always. And I hopefully see you at a racetrack very soon.
Yes. How long? One and a half months?
July the 5th, we're hoping. Austria.
Still a long time, to be honest, isn't it?
There's a lot of papaya in the stands in Austria. All there for you.
Yeah, all the McLaren fans. Exactly.
Thank you, Lando.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for listening to In The Pink. I hope you've enjoyed the podcasts you've listened to so far. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe. Check out our Instagram page at in_the_pink. And you get all the details there about how you can win some of those Bose noise cancelling headphones. And join the community. We're all talking about the various guests that we've had on the podcast and who we'd like to see and hear in the next few weeks. So thank you for joining us. Stay with us. Stay healthy. Stay home. Stay connected with Bose.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.